Blog Talk Radio.
Publishing rights, because I don't want nobody controlling my song or taking advantage of something that I create. You know, some of the songs that I did is 50%, you know, I put in hard work because I didn't just write lyrics. I made a melody and created, arranged the song to create into focus, and I worked with another musician to help bring the song into creation. I don't want somebody who does have nothing to do with the song, who didn't write it, or who have no involvement in the song and take advantage of my creative works. I want to own my publishing. So should every songwriter out there. they should own their publishing. You know, it's not fair, you know, for someone to take advantage. Unless they could sign a contract, you know, to it, and then, you know, they sign a contract, then that's that. That's how the way that the song is going to, as far as royalties, is going to be administered. You know, someone else is going to get royalties from. I don't want nobody taking advantage of me. I have to be in control of my life. Just like in my everyday life of where I live and what I do, I'm in control. I don't want nobody telling me what to do or what whatsoever, because I'm a grown person over 18. And everybody else should have that prerogative. As far as music is concerned, same thing. Publishing rights, I should own it. I want to take control, full control of my song, and promote it and do what I want and make royalties off of it because I made it. Now, working with another person who writes the song, that's a different story, a collaboration. They, as much as I do, they deserve 50% of the songwriting and or publishing rights. But for me, I think publishing of my material, I should own it. No one else should own my songs. I can't be in a business where I'm going to be subjected to being taken advantage of. And a music business, which is a very, very difficult business, where there's a lot of artists in the past who were taken advantage of. They had to sign their publishing rights away or you know, to make it, or they signed bad business deals where someone else enjoys the work that they've done. That's not fair. I feel that every artist should control their publishing within the music business, you know. By law, as I was told by the U.S. Copyright Office, when you make a recording or any kind of artistic creation, you own it right away. It's just that when you sign a business deal, so it makes that more ownership, puts it in a blender, you know, as far as legal rights. But nevertheless, you know, they do have a law that after 28 years, a songwriter can get full ownership. But I don't want to put myself in that situation. I want to own my song as much as I can. Because every artist who makes a song and who's creative and who's talented should not give their song to some untalented opportunist shark or some person who's trying to manipulate the process. I say to all songwriters and singers and publishers, own your song, not just write it. You'll be better off. My name is Duff Knight, and thank you for listening. And by the way, you know, you can listen to Apple artists. You see some of my tunes. I'm going to be releasing a new song within the next few months called That's Why I Fell in Love with You. I co-wrote it with David Waterbury. And yes, the publishing, yes, I will be in charge of that. Thank you. Good night from Duff Knight.